We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Monday night with the red and white, Ball State men's basketball plays host to Buffalo tomorrow night. They're back home on Saturday as well. They'll play noon against Toledo. That game is nationally televised on CBS Sports Network. Radio coverage, as always, right here on the Gainbridge Radio Network, Work and Blake FM. Speaking of Blake, he's here. Radio station not named for him, but Blake Huggins joins us, Ball State's center.
Redshirt junior.
Okay, fourth-year center. Yeah. Blake Huggins joins us here. First off, welcome.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
First thing I wanted to talk to you about was nothing that you did in the game on Saturday. It was something you did out of the game on Saturday. And David Eha and I picked up on it real quickly when Ben Hendricks checked out. And he gave up a baseline layup and a foul to Cameron Reese for Akron. And the first thing that happened was he came over to the sideline and you grabbed him and pulled him off into the back and put your body up against him and said, and basically positioned him and said, no, when this happens, you do this.
Yeah.
That's good teammate work. Why'd you do it?
You know, I've been in the same position that he's in, and he's me 2 years younger. And, you know, watching him play is just like watching a younger me. And I know that when I was at that stage, I wanted somebody to be there to tell me when I made a mistake or, you know, coach me in the right direction. So, you know, I knew the coaches had something to say to him, but it's different when it comes from a player. You make a mistake, it's different. I don't know how to explain it, but I think it's easier to listen to if you hear, you know, some coaching come from your fellow teammates and everything. And in that situation, you know, I was just telling him, you know, you got to deny the ball, don't let the ball in. And there's a bunch of other stuff I was telling him, but it's different coming from a player, especially a player that's in your position, you know, hearing that stuff from the player versus the coach. And it's what I would have wanted at that age. So, yeah.
What's the dynamic that you guys have as teammates down in the post?
I mean, we work with each other every day. We see each other all the time. So, really, it's me versus him every day. So it's competitive. It's brotherhood. It's one-on-one. It's a combination of things. And it's knowing how to teach each other as we go along every day. So,
how do you complement one another? Like, how do you guys work together to create the best for what Ball State needs in the post?
You know, right now, I think I would say, and coaches would say too, me and Ben kind of offer like two different sets of skills. Ben is a great finisher. He's great on offense, and where I'm best at is on defense. And I pride myself in that, and pride myself in being a great post defender and off the ball defender, help and talking and communicating and all that. So I think in that way, especially in practice, we kind of complement each other. Ben might need some more work on defense, where I would need more work on offense. So he'll get more reps playing defense against me while I'm working in the post on my one-on-one moves and stuff like that. So we complement each other in that way.
Coach always says that it comes last for big men. They are later to develop in the game of basketball. That's one of his go-tos.
I've heard that a lot.
How is it true with you? What's different for you from when you came in here as a raw prospect as a freshman?
I have a better sense of the game now than I did my freshman year, and especially for a center like me who didn't start playing until freshman year of high school, really. It's, you don't really understand the game as well as these other guards and people who you're playing with might understand the game. So, like, they've been playing since they were young, so they understand every aspect of it in that sense. So, you know, being a late bloomer for me, I guess, is like – now I understand the game more than I ever have, and I'm able to, especially on, and that's why I pride myself on my defense now, because I'm able to see things on defense. I'm able to call out, like, okay, there's a ball screen right here. There's a flare coming up, and like, you know, I'm constantly talking and communicating on defense, and it's being able to read the floor and read situations and in that way. And I think now being a late bloomer, like Whit would have said, it's, I can understand things a lot more than I would have several years ago.
What did all of that feel like as a freshman?
It's overwhelming. I had no idea what I was doing when I came in here, to be honest. You know, despite all that, like I would have said, the first drill that I was in my freshman year in our first practice, I missed like 6 layups in a row. It was like the warm-up drill, and everything was just kind of like being thrown at me at once. I was like, I'm at a Division I college basketball school, and I'm like, holy crap, like all this is coming in at once. We're doing this warm-up drill, and I can't make a layup. And so, you know, it's overwhelming as a freshman. And so, you know, having someone who's older than you, who kind of like has been in the same shoes as you, is really helpful in that situation. So
how you doing on offense?
I try to slow myself down now. I think taking everything day by day, I think I'm getting better each day. It's like what we would say last year and this year, just take every day by day, get 1% better each day. And that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm working on.
What's the focus for you?
Big focus is just making sure I slow myself down, sprint out into ball screens. When I have the ball in my hand, slow myself down. So if I catch the ball in the post, slow down, take my time, take hard dribbles, get to my spot in midline, take a big step and finish high. And that's the biggest focus. That and then sprinting out into ball screens, sitting hard ball screens, and you know, reading the defense if they want to jump, slip, you know, reading situations and stuff like that. So
get yourself some easy buckets that way.
Yeah.
Blake Huggins joins us. He is Ball State's fourth-year center out of Union City in Tennessee. I know you're known for cooking as well. Is that still the case?
It is. Outside of the season, around now, it's a lot more difficult to cook all the time, as much as I'd like to, but I do pride myself on cooking a little bit.
That was probably a big deal for you, though, because you had to put on weight when you got here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, did you make yourself incredible gourmet feasts to do that, or were you stuffing french fries?
Honestly, it was a lot of stuffing french fries, man. I was putting on bad weight when I got here, and then once I got on my weight up, I had to turn that body fat into muscle. So it's been a transition, that's for sure.
Where'd you learn to cook?
My parents. My dad cooks home meals every day. And that's what he's done my entire life growing up. You know, we would all have family meals every night together and hardly ever go out to eat. Just we didn't have the money to, really. And so we'd cook at home and, you know, just watch my parents cook all the time. And my dad's a great cook and so is my mom, so learned it from them.
There's video of you doing chicken. What is it? Carbonara?
That was chicken carbonara, man.
What's your specialty, though?
Not that. I promise you, that video is it's kind of embarrassing to me because I'm making some sauce out of a a can, and I'm like, man, this is not good.
But this is not authentic.
Yeah, no, I have to go back and watch that, and I'm like, oh, I could have done so much better.
If you had to make one thing, though, what would it be?
Oh, man, I like grilling chicken. Okay. I like doing all kinds of sorts of stuff with that. So grilled chicken, we're big on, like, grilling meats.
Okay.
So, like, grilled chicken, sausage on the grill, burgers, hot dogs, like, all that stuff, and then throwing some, like, corn on the sides, baked beans.
There you go.
All that stuff. It's really good.
So are you cooking for the wedding, or is that being catered?
That's being catered. I don't think I'm going to have time to be cooking that one, but yeah.
Blake Huggins, 171 days.
That's right.
Are you stoked? It's you and a cross country or a track runner here at Ball State, Madison Kaiser.
Yeah. Former track runner. She's great. I'm very excited and nervous. Like, you brought it up, and my heart kind of started pounding, man, but it's great.
You were in Bracken Hazen's wedding.
Yeah.
So, like, do you guys talk about being the two tied down men on this Ball State basketball team?
All the time. We have those conversations all the time, and we were talking about some, like, premarital counseling stuff earlier, and we're just, you know, chatting up and stuff. We're locked down. So.
What has Bracken told you about being married?
You know, your wife doesn't let you play as many video games anymore is what we were saying today.
That's a very 2021 statement.
Can't get on your phone or Xbox or nothing to play games anymore without them. They have the sixth sense. They can sense whenever you get on that they pop in the room. What's going on? What are you doing there?
I'm reading a book, honey.
Yeah.
It's called Call of Duty.
Yeah.
It's on the television, digital version. You were in Bracken's. Sean was in his too. Mm-hmm. Any teammates in your wedding?
I have Bracken and Sean.
Oh wow! Okay.
And then I have Kyle as well.
Oh nice!
Yeah.
So you're getting the front court band back together.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. Do you know your colors?
I think my suit is tan.
Okay.
It's and then her bridesmaids are navy, I think.
Okay. There you go.
Those are the color. Her dress is white.
I would hope.
Yeah. Those are the big colors that I know. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Blake, looking forward to that for you. Looking forward to what the rest of the season has in store next season for you as well. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks. Appreciate
Blake
it.
Huggins joins us. We'll take a timeout. Tame Swokas is with us on the other side of this break. It's Monday Night with the Red and White from McAllister's Deli and from Learfield IMG College.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.